I've always been really interested in food and chocolate particularly, and I decided one year to make some chocolates for Christmas presents instead of buying them, and I really enjoyed it, and my family and my friends really enjoyed their presents as well, so I just carried on from there, and they've had chocolates for Christmas every year since then, and chocolates throughout the year since then, and I just got really into it, started looking at all the technical sides of it, started buying the professional equipment, looking into all the geeky science aspects, and just really, really concentrating and learning how all the professionals do it, and it just went from there.
So how do you actually sort of start off when you're making chocolate?
My process for making chocolate is quite a long one, full of lots of experimentation. I work with single origin chocolates, so they all, each different variety of chocolate comes from the same country, and they all have their own unique flavour profile, so I work very carefully with that flavour profile and match it with the ingredients that I'm pairing it with to make the flavour that I'm making, and I experiment very carefully with different blends and just trying to get the best balance of flavours between that that naturally occurs in the chocolate and that of the ingredient that's going with it. So a lot of experimentation to get the right combination and to get the best flavour out of it.
And so does that mean that your sort of process of making chocolate means that it's a bit longer?
It can be. Sometimes I'll make three or four test batches and one of them, in my eyes, would be absolutely perfect, so I'll just go with it. And then other chocolates can take a bit longer. Usually I'm dead set when I have an idea for a flavour. I'm dead set on it, and I won't stop until I get it right. So sometimes I can be experimenting for 6 weeks or more just to get the right flavour and make 40, 50 different batches of the chocolate and test them all against each other to see which one tastes the best, and it can be quite drawn out. It depends on what flavour I'm working with and what the end result I'm trying to achieve. So
how do you come up with the flavours that you would like to make in chocolate?
Oh, I get my ideas from all over the place. Sometimes it's meals that I've had in restaurants or desserts, or I'll see a recipe for a cake that I think, oh, that will work well in a chocolate. I quite like using unusual ingredients. Sometimes I'll even try and put something with chocolate that doesn't sound like it would go.
Such as?
Well, I don't have anything at the moment in my range, but I'm trying to think in the past. Cheese is the popular one.
Then I suppose it comes as a cheesecakey.
Exactly. When you say cheesecake, chocolate cheesecake, it does start to make sense. But a good quality dark chocolate spread with a bit of Stilton and a bit of bacon on a piece of toast is amazing. It all sorts of places. I cook quite a lot with cocoa beans. I make rubs and pastes, like Cajun rub for salmon or chicken that uses cocoa beans. So I'm hoping to add things like that into my range next year as well. But anything that's food related can give me inspiration, or if I come across an ingredient that I've not tried before, I'll use it as an excuse to give it a try and see what I can come up with. So,
and particular when Sam and I bumped into you at the Christmas food fair, you particularly were liking your Christmas range that you've got.
Yeah, so time of year can be a big influence as well. So I think my Christmas range this year is mulled wine, eggnog, Christmas pudding and gingerbread. So all very Christmassy flavours and quite easy to do with chocolate as well. So,
and so when you're making your chocolates, do you have like a sort of set area or a set place where you would be making and experimenting?
Yeah, I work from home, but I have got a special chocolate kitchen set up that is totally separate from my personal kitchen, so it's all I keep all the ingredients separate, keep all the storage separate, keep all the equipment separate. I use separate utensils. I don't cross over with my personal cooking and my business cooking. I like to keep it all apart from a both from a hygiene and an organisational point of view.
Do you also sort of maybe have things that are in the kitchen that are specialist towards your chocolate making?
Yeah, there's a few things, like I've got hundreds of chocolate moulds. I've got a holding tank which keeps the chocolate melted for me. I don't use a lot of automated equipment or machinery. I don't use any large piece. The only thing I've got is the holding tank, really.
And so where do you go about selling your product?
At the moment, I sell on farmers markets and at specialty food fairs. I'm based in Lincoln, so I've just been doing the Lincoln farmers markets at the moment, although I am doing the market raising Christmas market this year. And next year, I'm hoping to go a bit further afield and also get my online shop up and running after Christmas. I'm also looking at getting into a few local retailers and delis around the county next year as well, so hopefully you'll be able to pick stuff up almost wherever you are very shortly.
And so is it really nice to know that something that you started off doing just as sort of Christmas presents for your family is now something that people are wanting in their shops or in their delis and on their markets?
Yeah, it's amazing, because I know that when I taste my chocolates, I really enjoyed them. And my friends and family have all said when they tasted them that they were the best chocolates they'd ever had, which is part of the reason why I wanted to make it into a business in the first place. But they're your friends and family at the end of the day, aren't they? So they're going to say they're nice whether they are or not. But yeah, it's great to see other people do enjoy them, and other total strangers have told me that they're the best chocolates that they've had and that they want to stock them and things like that. It just makes me feel like I am doing a good job and puts a lot more enjoyment into it as well. So it's great.
And I suppose at markets and places like that, you can kind of get that instant reaction from customers and from other people who are trying out your chocolates.
Yeah, sometimes they'll buy them and just take them away, but occasionally somebody will just buy one chocolate to try and then they'll eat it right in front of me as if they're taunting me and testing me. But almost all the time, as they taste it, their knees kind of buckle and they just make noises at me and tell me how great it was. So it's always really, really good. I've not had anybody do it that's spat it out yet, so that's fantastic.
And an important part of your business and your chocolate making for you is that you use fresh and special or good quality ingredients.
I think you can really taste the difference if you use poor quality ingredients. Chocolates that you get in shops, like the commercial ones, they tend to use a lot of dry ingredients, not fresh ones. And they've often bulked it up with extra sugar and vegetable fats, which I avoid. I only put ingredients in my chocolates that absolutely have to be there for the flavour. I use as few ingredients as possible. And I just think that if the ingredients are fresh and the chocolate's fresh, you can, and they're good quality, you can tell the difference. It's totally obvious. If you've tasted my chocolates, you can tell that they're not the same as everything else available.
And so by using fresh and good quality products, does that mean that you're adding extra time to how you make your chocolates and you're sort of making a limited amount of time that people can sort of have the chocolates?
It does take longer to make them because I don't buy pre-prepared ingredients in. So for example, if I'm using pear puree or a cherry jam as a flavouring for one of my chocolates, I will make the pear puree and the cherry jam myself. I won't buy it in unless I'm buying it from somebody who I know and trust this is going to do it in a good way as I do. By doing that as well, it also allows me to control the amount of sugar that are in the chocolates, because I think a lot of chocolates these days are far too sweet and they've got far more sugar in than they need. So by making everything myself, it does allow me to control that, and it obviously does take longer because I'm making every component rather than buying certain things in. And in fresh ingredients does limit the shelf life of the chocolate somewhat. So many chocolates you get in the shops can be on the shelf for months, my chocolates will only be on the shelf for 2 to 3 weeks, but you can taste the difference. It's obvious. I do make some chocolates that have got a naturally longer shelf life, but I never put anything artificial or in that forces the shelf life. If they last longer, it's because of the recipe that I've used.
And obviously your friends and your family have been quite supportive of you, and sort of it's been part of your reason to make the business. Have they in any way expected to have chocolate all the time from you?
Well, they've come to expect it for Christmas now, and usually they expect it. They're very disappointed if they come around for a cup of tea and I don't have anything to offer. But they've actually been really good about it. If they come to the market stall and buy stuff from me, they don't expect discounts or anything like that, which is brilliant. So, yeah, they've all been the best you could ask for, really.
And are you ever tempted at home? I'm guessing that you're sort of surrounded by chocolate quite regularly.
Yeah, surrounded by chocolate, but you build up a resistance to it. It's obviously tempting to want to eat it all the time, but often when I'm experimenting with different batches, you're tasting it all the time anyway, so by the end of the day you're sick of it. And when I'm making larger batches for the markets as well, I do test every batch myself whilst I'm making it. So again, it kind of it fills the craving, and you're looking at it all the time, you soon get used to it. So
are you ever sort of put off by eating other chocolate then, because you'll just have chocolate all the time? Would you kind of see it as a chance to sort of get inspiration from other people?
Yeah, I'm certainly not put off by eating other people's chocolates. I really enjoy trying other people's and seeing what they're doing that's different to me. And, you know, it's not necessarily a good way or a bad way. It's just different. It's nice to see what other people are doing, and I like trying other people's. It's nice to have something that you haven't made yourself for a change. But naturally, you're always going to compare everything to your own anyway. Making my own high-quality chocolates, it does put you off certain cheaper products that are available on the mass market. So there's certain brands that if people offer me, I will politely decline. But then there are some brands that I still wouldn't say no to. So it's just a totally different product, though, in the way the whole ethos behind it is different, in terms of the freshness and what I'm trying to achieve with it. So,
and so what is the best bit about being a chocolatier?
The best bit, I really, really love experimenting. I love trying new flavours and doing all the different tests. And when you're trying something and it's not quite right, and then you finally hit on it and you think, yeah, this is good, this is one to go forward with. But I really love doing the markets as well. I love talking to people and the other stall holders. It was great fun having a chat with them, and everybody looks out for each other, and being able to be with the customers face to face as well is good fun as well. So.
And then what's the worst bit about being a chocolatier?
The worst bit is definitely the cleaning. I'd have a really, really long clean down routine. And because I work with so many different types of chocolates, I think there's about 16 different single origin chocolates that I work with, and in any one day I could be working with 4 or 5 of those. So in between each batch of chocolates that I produce, I will have to clean everything down and start again from scratch, whereas if I was using the same chocolate for every product, I wouldn't necessarily need to do that. So made life hard for myself, really, but I think that you can taste the difference in the results, so it's all worth it to me.
And you did mention that you've already got a few sort of local businesses and delis who are taking your chocolates in, but what would be your sort of ultimate goal that you'd like to do with Oki Koko?
Ultimately, I would really like to have a chocolate cafe. I think I mentioned before that I often cook with chocolate products at home, and I'll be introducing some savoury rubs and pastes into my range next year, so other people can cook with it at home as well. But ultimately, I'd love to have quite a large premises where people can come, where the whole menu in the cafe is chocolate, whether that's sweet or savoury. it's got something to do with chocolate in it, and I'd really love to have chocolate workshops and chocolate parties and open in the evenings and have chocolate cocktails and things like that. So quite big plans, but I think it'll be 3 or 4 years yet, hopefully I'll be able to look at doing something like that.